This weekend in Newark, New Jersey, young people are trying to break the mold of traditional politics. They've organized the first national hip-hop political convention and attracted delegates from around the country. NPR's Robert Smith reports they're trying to come up with an agenda that speaks to urban youth.
How's this for political spin? At a city park in Newark, young delegates to a national convention show off their turntable skills for the crowd. Other delegates, like young Amin, offer a more lyrical form of political expression.
We know how to open the door. We know all the game that we need to know. Got wisdom, soak it up. Now we put it across the globe. They can't hold what came from the soul. That's realness. Man, watch it implode.
With dreadlocks and tattoos as prevalent as suits, you won't be confusing the National Hip-Hop Political Convention with the other major party gatherings later this summer. But the purpose is fundamentally the same, getting like-minded people together in one place to have some sort of influence on the political system.
We are going to demonstrate that there is a hip-hop voting bloc.
Bakari Kitwana is one of the organizers of the convention, although it may seem strange to use a musical style like hip-hop as the basis for a political movement. Kitwana says it's a natural.
Just as the Christian Coalition tapped into an existing infrastructure of conservative churches, we as a hip-hop generation are tapping into an existing infrastructure that has been created by hip-hop as a cultural movement.
Hip-hop already has its own organizations, clubs, magazines, websites. There are networks of rappers, graffiti collectives, breakdancers, party promoters.
And we've said to them, you all are already organized informally. Create a formal organization and choose delegates out of it. That's how we got here.
1,200 delegates from 25 different cities have come together in Newark to see if a cohesive movement can be created. First, they're trying to figure out what issues they have in common. Rudy Corpus, Emile DuPont, and Young Amin, all under 30 years old, are delegates from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Gang violence, man, is out of control right
Substance
now.
Substance abuse, drug
you
abuse.
Know what I'm saying? Drug abuse is out of control right now.
We need food, killing. We need clothing, we need shelter, starving. We need housing.
Homelessness.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
health.
Just people with no hope, man, for the future.
Along with coming up with a platform, the convention is training delegates to organize their own communities in sessions like this one, called How to Get Stupid White Men Out of Office.
Hang out where your communities are, where your people are, right? Like, go outside the clubs at 3 a.m. and register people as they're leaving. Be at the basketball courts if that's where you hang out on Saturday afternoons. Right? Yeah.
Hanging over the convention is the knowledge that young people are, for the most part, ignored in politics because so few of them vote. In the last presidential election, less than a third of 18 to 24-year-olds went to the ballot box. Some groups, like Rock the Vote and the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, are focusing on registering young people to vote. But there seems to be ambivalence about this at the hip-hop convention. One of the artists in attendance, M1 of the group Dead Prez, says he has never voted and he doesn't intend to.
The idea of electoral politics is futile. And until they put revolution on the ballot, then we have no one to vote for. There's not a choice.
Nana Khanna, a delegate who comes from the group The League of Pissed Off Voters, puts it this way. The point of the convention is not just to deliver votes to one of the major parties.
It's not that we want the candidates to, like, reach out to us as a target demographic, right? That's not what it is. This is about building a long-term movement where we're actually empowering our people. So who do we want to see running for office in 10 years, you know? I want it to be someone in this room. I want it to be one of my people in the movement who's running for office on a platform where I know what they care about because they come from my community.
By the end of this weekend's convention, the hip-hop group is hoping to craft a list of major issues that bind them together. They will not endorse a presidential candidate, but it doesn't mean they can't become players in this year's race. An organizer here says they are scheduled to present their newly minted hip-hop agenda to both major parties after the convention. Robert Smith, NPR News, Newark, New Jersey.